All right, guys, welcome back. Going into the third hour here. Adam, what's up?
I don't know, man. I was gonna ask you, what is up with you?
What, man? Hicks has done a lot of interrogation. Look, I've always wanted to do a really crazy interrogation scene, and every time I try to do it on every role play show,
Well, I
it just never
mean,
works. I end up killing the guy.
turns out torture not very effective for reals.
Yeah.
Says the Canadian.
Yeah.
What do Canadians
What
know
would
about
we
torture?
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fair, fair. All right, I'll take that. So, yeah. So, Karen, you were saying something about people taking watch, whatever.
Yeah, he just says, Hayes is in charge. He just says, you're going to want to post up people. We're going to have visitors tonight.
Yeah, I think
Connect.
that's a. I don't even think we need a conversation for that. I agree and say, yeah, what I put that in you, like what should that be? Are you gonna stay up all night? Should it just be me and you? Should it be the entire crew?
I say, you know what? Let's test the mettle of this Eric feller. You guys get rest, and I will do a watch with him. And then I'll take a full watch, and we can see if we can trust him, Adam.
I see what
See if
you're
we can
doing. I'm
trust.
picking
See
up
if
what
we
you're
can do
putting
that.
down.
Okay.
So, do you have a conversation with Eric then when you're like out keeping an
Yeah.
eye on things?
So,
Okay.
like, we're setting up camp and stuff like that, and there's just general things being done, and I kind of mosey on over next to Eric and say, Eric,
Mr. Sicarian.
have you ever been on sentry duty? Have you ever watched?
No, I'm not really a sentry type person or a watching type person. No.
Understandable. You're gonna learn, okay? And I'll be there to back you up. But what I need you to do is do your best impression of a, famous saber-toothed tiger from the planet, of course. Quiet, vigilant, and watching. And you're going to look out for danger. And if you see danger, you're going to alert the people you're watching out for and wake them up so that they can defend themselves.
Yes, no, yes, that sounds very important. I will be doing my best.
Very good. I'll be on the other side of camp, but this will be a bit of a test. You're new to the team, and we need to see what you can do, and this is one of the essential abilities to be in our group.
I see. You watch out a lot, then.
When we're on the field, it's mandatory that we are wary of nighttime visitors, if you will. Of course, yeah.
Oh, I see. Hey, hang on. I might have something for this. And I just go like digging in my backpack, just like rifling through things. Oh, no. No, I didn't get one. I wanted to be prepared, so I got a lot of things, but I didn't get any night vision goggles.
Those would have been great. Maybe in the future, Eric. Maybe in the future.
Maybe so.
All
And
right.
so
Well, we're
there's
gonna.
like
Oh, go ahead.
15, 20 minutes of silence or something like that. And then finally, Eric goes, Mr. Sicarian, I'm bored.
He's like still standing there looking at you. He's like, he goes, Eric, how old are you?
28?
Okay. If you can be calm and on task and do this thing and show that you can hold, sentry for the group, I will give you two flagons of mead when we get back to the ship.
I wanted the mead, but I'm so bored. There's nothing here to do. There's no parts. You're just looking at the blank blackness.
Yes,
Car
that's
goes
true,
by
Eric,
very
but
quickly.
there is the chance that people could come to try to kill us, and then you can have the joy of defending us. But, it's not guaranteed, and you shouldn't look out for it.
Okay, I shouldn't look out for people trying to come kill us. All right. Good.
It's your charisma that's low, not your intelligence, right?
Yeah, he's smart. He's just not good at expressing what he's trying to like
Yeah. All
right. His communication skills are shit, basically, is the thing.
Yep, that's the thing about Eric. Like, he's a smart guy. If he were researching psionic information or messing with machinery, he would be awesome. But speaking with people is not good for him.
You can see his head tilt a little bit when you say that. He says, I'm going to assume you understand what I'm asking you to do because you're not a child. But what you just said doesn't make a lot of sense. And then I just say, Eric, you got to do this thing. And I turn and comms to Higgs. And actually, I don't even comms. I just text it. Like, it just shows up on whatever his data pad is and just says, what in the actual fuck? ...
Well, Higgs is asleep, so you'll get that in the morning.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm gonna pull out my survey scanner while I'm sitting here. I'm probably like, I've got like my post-tech toolkit open and I'm just like tinkering with some little like whatever. Maybe I've got like a power cell and I'm like opening it up and like poking around the inside. Psst, ah! Yeah. And you know, that's how I pass my watch.
Okay.
The survey scanner doesn't really tell me anything interesting, right? It's just a scanner that can take atmospheric and gravitic readings, provide chemical analysis.
It tells you all kinds of interesting shit.
Yeah. I'm just like, this is so boring. I'm going to take this out and do nothing useful.
I'm going to do some nerd shit. And then you're looking at it and, yeah, no. Like, yeah. So this is the like, coldness, the, like, winter isn't, like, natural. Like, you should be in the middle of planetary summer. It's the atmosphere is all fucked up and full of particles because of nuclear, like, conflict. It's nuclear winter, not regular type winter.
Hmm.
The whole planet's ecosystem is just, like, horribly irradiated and fucked up.
Yeah.
It's, like, there's something wrong with the, like, stability of this area, too. Like, it's prone to earthquakes. You notice a lot of, like, fault lines. Yeah, it's kind of like a bad time.
Can I, like, use my science skill to get any more information? Like,
yes.
If we're in particular danger, if there's, like, an epicenter of radiation nearby.
Yeah, definitely.
Blammo!
Blammo, indeed. Okay. There's it looks like there was a bomb blast, you know, maybe like 40 or 50 kilometers from here, kind of west. You're heading north-south and it's sort of like west of you. So that explains why the ambient radiation is so high. You get readings of, like a different sort of radiation, like some kind of like leaking energy signature. Coming from where you're headed.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, I guess this is like an hour or two into my watch or something. I say, Mr. Sicarian, I found something interesting.
What's that, Eric?
I wasn't doing what you said because it was boring, so I did another thing. Look at this. And I just like hold up a readout of like, it's like playing Dwarf Fortress without any like texture
packs installed. Well,
I'm not
next to you. We're both doing watch. I'm quite a ways away.
Oh, okay. I like comment over to you or something like that.
Okay. And what am I looking at, Adam?
Nerd shit.
You're looking at a bunch of numbers and letters and stuff.
Yeah, readings.
Formulas.
Like, you see like one of those little like earthquake meter like things and like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense to you.
I go, Eric, I don't understand what this is.
There's another type of radiation different from what we're seeing in our ambient background readings coming from our destination. It seems unusual. I'm not certain what it is.
Okay. Well, neither am I.
We should be careful. We should try to approach it with caution. Maybe we may need more significant radiation shielding. I'm not sure, but it's interesting.
Okay.
Also, there could be earthquakes.
Earthquakes? Like, large earthquakes?
The area is riddled with fault lines. It's quite a fascinating planet.
Interesting. Okay, Eric, thank you. And then I cut off the comms.
Cool. Okay. So the night passes more or less uneventfully. Like, at some point, carrion-eating animals show up to try to, like, take the body away. But they don't get any closer to you. Like, once they notice there's, like, living people here, they run off. They're maybe analogous to, like, very scrawny, kind of, like, bony, like, wolves. But you, yeah, you frighten them off before you can get a good look at them.
Scrawn wolves.
Yeah, they don't get a lot of food out here in the wasteland.
So we do see them, though, is what you're saying?
Yeah, you spot them, and then when they see you, like, they run away from the body and scramble back out into the ruins.
So I guess Eric and I are in different places, so I just say, Eric, just be wary, there is wildlife here, it looks like canine sort, so just be aware.
Ah, I see. Thank you.
Cool. Okay. So, the night, passes. What passes for dawn comes, and you wake up, Pi or Piani and Higgs. You're in the tent.
It's the first thing I get on my data pad or whatever. Sakarian's message of what was it, Jeff?
What in the actual fuck?
What in the actual fuck? I look at that, I'm just like, well, that can't be good. I'll be right back, Piani. I just, like, go out, like, outside the tent, and I scan for Sakari, and do I just see him sitting there? Or do I see you sitting there?
Yeah, I'm just around.
Okay, if you're in shouting this, I'm just like, Sakari, what's up? I got the message. Everything seems good?
I send you a picture of Space Google, and it's a Google image of a, like, a clown. And then it just says Eric below it.
I look at it, and then I'm, oh yeah, okay. No, I get it now. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's worth it. Trust me.
He gives you a thumbs up.
Yeah, you see a thumbs up. So, okay, good. We got that. I'll be back in a sec. And I go inside the tent. Maybe as I go inside the tent, I'm just like, hey, Piani, how'd you sleep? You're muted.
Piani's dead.
Piani's dead.
What? Oh,
Piani, are you dead?
I didn't sleep.
Are you breathing?
Suffocated in her suit. She just got, like, the mask cling wrapped to her face. She's all blue.
She rolled a one on her Lexi. I was a good run.
Then she went to sleep one night and didn't wake up.
I've been fucking muted the whole fucking time, but I'm fine.
Oh, okay, well, that's we need to probably get a pickup and figure this all out. So get ready. I don't know what you got to do, but do it. And I kind of, like, stand there and maybe, like, slap my leg.
I just recalculate coordinates, make sure we're gonna head to the right place. And
yeah, make a computer's test.
Another one.
Yeah, this is not to recalculate. I just want to see what happens when you consult your device. Okay, so you go to, like, turn it on, and it, like, yeah, it flickers, and the screen kind of, like, gets all staticky, and then it powers off.
Maybe okay. At this point, I'm also, as it's just kind of been, like, dead silent, I see you working, I'm just like, yeah, Piani, you seemed quite concerned when I left to go talk to Buford. Did you miss me?
I do not think so.
Are you sure?
In fact, I'm pretty sure I didn't miss you.
You ask a lot of questions when
I didn't
that
hear
happened.
You come in, and I, you know, I wasn't really worried when you weren't there, so, no.
All right, well, if you did, I mean, that's not a problem. You just got, it's just, man. Just clap and walk out of the tent.
All right.
Just kind of shake my head. I still have a general direction of where we're going, right?
Sort of. Yeah, like, you'd have to make a navigation check to reorient yourself, but it does look like radiation damage has fucked up your compad.
What about my other compad?
You could try and boot that one up.
I have the compad of Jared Crane as well. I don't even remember who the fuck Jared Crane is, but it's in my inventory.
Okay.
And so, Adam says if it's in your inventory, then you got it.
So Jared Crane was the Irish bounty hunter whose sister you killed, and then you killed him. I think, I can't remember what planet this is on, but this is a long-ass time ago.
Long-ass time ago. Yeah. It is on my list.
Got it.
I'm going to pull out Jared Crane's.
Jared Crane.
Yeah, Mr. Jared Crane.
You take the dust off of it. And
I get to roll again?
You got it, Jared.
Yeah, you can try to boot it up. Wait, hold on. Hold the fucking phone. It doesn't have any batteries. It's run out of batteries. You have not charged it in, like, almost a year.
This is the fucking future. I'm like, I charge all my devices
true.
That I carry
make
around
that,
in. You're like, how would
take
I not?
You literally just said it had dust on it.
I said it had dust.
Someone else said that.
I look at Piani like wiping the dust off of it and trying to turn it on, and I say, Piani, do you need a power cell? And I just like fan out 6 power cell type A's.
His fingers are Duracell batteries. He shoots it into the phone.
All right, if you have a replacement battery, yeah, you can just...
I mean, I carry around an NVIDIA Shield tablet that I never use, but I always have it. It's always charged.
You charge it every day.
I use it for Twitch Weekly Script. That's it.
There you
okay.
go.
All right, well, you can flip in one of the batteries that you have and get it running.
Okay, and now roll a computer?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You don't have to make a navigation check. You can pull down... your triangulations and figure out where you need to go.
Draw it in the snow, memorize it. Okay.
Okay.
That was at the university, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, at Anaximander. That's right. So, rip Jared Crane.
Kicker was alive then.
Oh, way back then.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
so many steps were taken to get to here.
So.
Yeah, but not experienced.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Jared has 9,000 unread email. Awesome. All right. So you head out on your way, and you see like the direction that they're headed, Eric, goes like right through an area of like pretty severe radiation before you get to where you need to go.
You know, I don't really have navigation or anything like that, but I guess I would probably say something loudly like, "We're going the wrong way."
What? No. What? No, this is the right direction. Piani doesn't make mistakes, Eric.
I just turn around the pad and I show like this big, you know, radioactive looking blob ahead. It's probably like one of those scenes where it's like a custom built UI for exactly the situation we're
of
in.
Of course,
it's like has a detailed map of the surrounding landscape and like. A radiation symbol like grows on it, and then like a little mad face appears on it.
Maybe I look at that tablet after you show it to me. I look at you. I'm like, "Is that a video game? What are we looking at here?"
I say, this is a survey scanner. It's very useful. It told me that there were earthquakes in the area, and also that we're about to walk through a very dangerous area of radiation.
So, can I like put my sort of compad next to this tablet
yeah.
and like compare, you know, like is this right on top of our destination? Do
yeah, so the
around?
systems are like capable enough of interfacing like near field. Basically, you can just overlay the two, and yeah, you can see where the blob is and kind of where you were headed, and yeah, you can either just go straight through. Like, there's some debris ahead of you, but if you can get past that, then you just go straight shot through to wherever you're headed. Or you can take a more circuitous route around, but it'll take time.
Well, how deadly is this?
I mean, do I know anything about possible risk of moving through this area, Adam?
The suits that you have are...
I'm totally cool.
Yeah, I mean, Sakarin will be fine. But the rest of you, your suits... let me read the description.
It says it protects against ordinary levels of cosmic radiation.
Sure, yeah. So it's above ordinary. So there is a chance your suits would overload and not be able to process the radiation.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I relay that.
Well, I don't want to die, so I guess we're going... How much longer is this path going to take there, Piani?
Someone will have to make a navigation check to find that out.
Oh, well, I will make that navigation
yeah,
check.
You make it.
Yeah. Okay, so you look at the map and... Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I say that, and then I just look. Do you have navigation?
Nobody has navigation, JP. But what I do have...
JP, I thought you navigated.
He does.
The power to do that.
What are you rolling?
You want justification, Adam? He
starts to look at the map, and I go.
He's gonna roll.
He doesn't fucking know this, but I'm just gonna do like Sicarian compensating. Basically, I'm gonna try to look like I know some shit that I don't know. And look at the map, and I go.
So,
go here,
Higgs. You can go ahead and roll, but just ignore the Mr. Sicarian. Then ignore that little result on there.
Hey, yeah, let me do this. Like, let me do this. Let me take a luck check to see if it was right.
No, there's no luck check. It's not how this works.
It's fine. I fail anyway, Adam.
Okay.
Well, I made 11. Yeah, I looked down. I'm just like, yeah, I think Sicarian really did help me there.
12.
Okay. 12. So the route that you'll take to get around this area goes through several like collapsed buildings. You'll have to climb up and through a higher level area, but you won't get exposed. You'll only be exposed to the edge of the radiation as you go, but it's, you know, more dangerous and will take time because you have to do some
climbing. So basically, we're pulling a Last of Us.
Basically.
Mm. Okay. All right. So I explained that all. So like, let's go. And start walking that direction. Okay. Eric, keep an eye on those readings. That was helpful.
Yes, sir, Mr. Higgins.
Okay. So you're on radiation duty.
I like that. You guys... Sicarian and Piani, make sure you add Mr. when you're talking to me from now on. Okay, good.
Sicarian is last himself.
Yeah, we just like look at. Yeah. Serious?
We start walking that way.
Okay. All right. So it's slow going. You have to do lots of climbing and avoiding rubble. Areas collapse in places. You have to keep like recalculating the trip.
Oh, how much do I heal overnight?
Oh, yeah, make sure that, Higgs, you got your stun damage back.
Okay.
No, it's nothing overnight. You have to spend an entire day doing nothing but resting.
Crap. Oh, okay, but I do recover my PP.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. All right. So, when you have to go, like, who's leading this journey?
Me.
Well, I guess it'd be Higgins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Higgins.
Okay. Right.
With Eric behind as he's looking at his computer.
Okay, perfect. Can you, Higgs, can you make a perception check for me?
Sure. What's that based off? Int? Wisdom?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. That's a 9.
Nice, okay. So you have enough time then that you climb up, and you pull yourself into like an area above. You've had to like climb up a knocked over wall to get past. You pull yourself up into this area, and you hear a faint click that allows you to like drop. And you hear like a loud bang somewhere in the distance, and then the sound of like a bullet ricocheting above you. So someone takes a shot at you, but you manage to like drop back. You crash into whoever's behind you, I guess.
Eric.
Yeah, and someone is like covering that way through.
All right, I guess when I fall and I dust myself off from Eric catching me, I'm just like, Sicarian, you're up. Someone just shot at us.
Yeah, I was already running forward.
Okay. So what are you going to do?
I run in the direction of where the shot was taken.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you have to climb up the thing and into the room. Someone takes like a shot at you, obviously it bounces off your armor. But you can see about, like 100 or so meters away, there's like the room itself, then a window, and then across the street, another window, someone is firing from there. So you see like a sniper across the way. And when they see you, come up and they see the shot doesn't do anything, they like pull their rifle up and turn to run.
I take aim and fire then, if you'd allow it.
Yeah, sure.
So I pull up, see him, and I just kind of thunder gun. Sounds like that.
Okay.
So what's his armor?
He's got cover, so 2, I think.
2?
Yeah, armor 2.
Okay.
25.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So he turns and you fire. Roll damage.
18.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah. So you just boom and you fire it, and just again the like column of like clear air, and then just like a hole where he was standing before, and like shit collapsing. Yeah.
So maybe the situation. So they can just see... Well, go, you tell yours, and I'll tell the parties.
Well, I'm just saying you can like see the back of me up on this cliff thing that I climbed up or whatever, and I turn to him and I'm just shaking my head like, it literally breaks them apart. Like, yeah. There was a guy, and now there is simply not.
I feel like the entire scene is, well, we're getting shot at. You're up, Mr. Skarian. Skarian starts climbing up. It's dead silent in the camp. We hear the gun charge. I'm like, all right, let's go ahead. And he turns around and says that to us. And then we
Helping you up the cliff, but I'm explaining it while I'm pulling you up.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's like, all right.
He had cover. He had everything. He had this camo cloak, but it's no problem for this gear, which is also fantastic. And I was fortunate enough to hit him dead center. And I can't, like, if we went over there to identify him, I'm just saying this, like, it's gone. There's just nothing there.
Adam, is this gun a post-tech weapon?
I don't think so. It's TL. Is it TL5?
TL5, yeah.
So it might be pre-tech then.
Whoa. Okay, cool. Yeah, like Eric is like all over Sakarian, just like puppy dog question asker about this gun, Sakarian.
Answers every one of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Sakarian, maybe you should lead with that armor. It's going to be better. I'll be right behind you.
Yep, just keep me going in the right direction.
Yeah, so I, as he leads, I tell him where to go in front of us as we make our way through this place.
Mr. Sakarian, can you make a perception check for me, please?
Sure. It's a d20, right?
2d6 plus your intelligence bonus plus the perception skill if you have it, minus one if you don't have it.
It's a minus one. Solid 5.
Okay. All right. So you're crossing through this room. There's like debris, maybe like some desks that are all broken and like pieces of the ceiling that have collapsed in. You're clearing the rubble and walking through, and you step out from behind some rubble and you step on something and you hear like a high pitched like beep. You're like beep. You look down, and your foot is on like a mine, about yay big. Mm-hmm. It's just beeping like it's armed.
I just kind of look at everyone and say, you're going to want to get back.
All right, everyone, let's get back. We'll go back to... Is that going to kill you?
No.
Something like this might actually be able to get through your armor.
Yeah, but probably not kill me. But what is my experience? If I step away from it, it's going to blow up then?
Yeah, basically, once you step off of it, it'll pop up in the air and then, boom, blow up.
Wait, okay. Mr. Sakarian, I think I can help with this.
Yes, fantastic, Eric. Get closer.
I'm going back, Eric. I mean, don't die. We just got you.
I don't need to be. Well, hang on. I go up and I look at this thing and I examine it very carefully. Is it a post-tech artifact?
So you like crouch down and take a look at it, and Mr. Scary
I
just
lift my foot.
Split off. Just blows your hand off.
No.
Oh boy.
How many new characters per episode?
There's a limit.
Amazing. So, yes, it's just like a anti-personnel mine.
Okay, so it's
armor-piercing anti-personnel mine.
It's fairly basic, something that I would probably have seen before in my studies of stuff.
I mean, maybe I don't know how much you know about like anti-personnel weapons, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. If the trigger mechanism is something I can see, like Sakarian stepped on it.
Yeah, Sakarian's weight is what's keeping it from blowing up. It also triggered the...
Okay. I stand up, I say, yeah, I think we can do this. And then I just look down and I like crimp my hand a little bit and I apply... what is it? I apply complex manipulation to the device. Just to hold down the pressure plates that Sakarian is stepping on.
Look at you go.
And then I say, now, wait, I'm going to walk away, and then you can walk away. So I just, like, back up, like, you know, 100 feet or whatever, however far away is going to get me safe from this thing, and then I shout, or I say, all right, Mr. Sakarian, let's give this a try.
As this is all happening, I'm just like... Hey, Piani, 50 credits, they both die. What do you say?
I'll take it.
Okay, all right, here we go. Let's watch. I just kind of peer my head up.
Okay.
So you're, As he says that, then I bolt.
Holding it down, you've replaced his weight with the pressure. Okay. And then, Mr. Scan, you want to take your foot off of the mine?
Yeah, I bolt off.
Okay, cool. I don't know if you need to roll. Yeah, make a dexterity roll for me. Eric.
Me?
Oh, Eric.
Yeah.
2d6 plus 1?
Yeah, if that's your dexterity bonus.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Oh.
Oh, you're okay. Yep. Okay, so you feel like it requires maybe more pressure than you expected, or you're like squeezing a little harder on one side and it starts to like tip, and then you like have to scramble to like grab it basically with both like psionic hands and apply the pressure evenly. Yep. But it stays like, and it just stays there beeping.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, once you're clear, Sakarian, I just let go.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, so once you're both clear and behind cover, it pops up in the air and then boom, blows up and throws shrapnel everywhere. And it lands kind of all around, but you're behind cover, so nobody gets hit.
Cool.
I look at Eric and say, "That was a nice trick, friend."
Thank you. Be careful, Mr. Sakarian.
I appreciate that. I will try.
I give Piani the 50 credits. I'm just upset about it. It's like, well, can't win them all. All right, let's continue on. Scarion, please.
Yep, I just resume my role.
Okay. All right. So it takes the better part of the rest of the day to traverse around the crater, basically. And at some point, I think as the sun is setting, as it's getting dark again, you see out the side window of a building that you're traveling through. All the windows are blown out, but you can see this like deep, perfect like circular crater, and there's like frozen like water pipes all kind of sticking out, and there's like a hole where the subway would have gone out, and then a hole on the other side where it would have gone in, and all the buildings around it are pushed over away from the crater. Everything here is all just like totally like burnt and ruined.
Okay.
So as it gets dark, you come around the edge of that crater, and you reach an area where you're back on the main road, and you can see up ahead of you what look like lights in the distance through the snow. There are several of them. There's like a lit area up ahead.
Looks like a base?
It's hard to say because the snow is all like flying around, but there's definitely lights ahead of you, and that's where your thing is leading you, your data pad. The map.
Do we have any like optics that would allow us to see into that?
I don't know.
I have a party. Also, you're probably muted.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Do we have anything that allows us to do that?
I don't.
What are you looking to do? Sorry, JP. What?
Just optics to be able to see.
Nah. Prosper Trudeau.
Nah.
Dude.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
basically, to put challenges in front of you, I just look at whatever Steven's old character could do or had.
Exactly.
The only thing that.
If only you had a sniper now. Yep.
Yeah.
All these other people on this planet speak either French or ancient aliens.
I'll make some regret for driving another character away.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Wouldn't you know it? It's Shandalian.
Would having light allow us to see?
I don't think so, right?
I mean,
that would just give our position away, right?
You're a human being.
No.
Just imagine something we're trying to look at closely. And you're like,
would having light near these individuals make it easier for us to see?
Well, there's no individuals. There's just like light coming from buildings, like up ahead.
Yeah, so it's just buildings.
No additional.
How far off are they? I missed the distance.
Got it.
From here, like about a kilometer.
Does anyone
sorry,
know what that
means? Let me be more specific. It's 1,000 meters.
Adam, I fire 10 warning shots. Just gonna
boom, 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 boom. All right.
Cool. Just super metal. Yeah.
And are we still on?
No, we got nothing, man. We walked towards the door.
You're hitting airplanes.
Yeah, we do.
We got nothing.
Yeah, I think we just walk towards it cautiously. We don't have any. If I can use tactics, we approach it the best possible way as we get closer and closer.
Tactics is something I can help with, Adam.
Okay, go ahead and do that. Make the help check and then make the check.
I come over to look over his shoulder and give him the old good ideas, and I do that exactly.
Okay. All right.
11.
Boom.
Okay.
Bring it home.
So as you approach, every time you notice a spot where like someone could be like waiting to ambush you, and you're like, oh, we shouldn't go there. There is somebody there, but they don't fire. Like they're all just kind of like watching you, and there are several people. And initially, it's just like scouts. Like you'll notice like the glint of a goggles or whatever up above you, and then eventually there are people just standing out in the street, like in their cold weather gear with their like tri goggles on, just like staring at you as you walk by. And as you get closer and closer, there are more and more people.
All these three-eyed purple people?
Yes.
They don't seem to be...
They're not shooting us or anything?
No, no one is shooting you.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess... as we just start past people, I'm just like, do you understand me?
How the fuck did we communicate with the... Why do I feel like we communicated with the insects?
They had... they were telepathically controlling the humans.
Telepathic.
And spoke through them.
Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't the device that Victor had. Cool.
They're all watching you as you walk by. Not pointing their weapons or whatever. And you start to notice like children among them too. And just like all kind of like staring as you walk.
Are any of them hurt?
No, not that you can see.
They even got little three-eyed freaks. Look at these little pieces. Just point them out. And I guess we walked.
We don't see any weapons either.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, some of them have weapons, like the snipers up in
but
the
thing. But they're not firing at us.
They're not
right?
firing or pointing them at you.
Okay.
And. As you get closer, you can see the source of the light now. It looks like it's like one of those, like a big piece of like kind of corporate art. And it's lit up from underneath. And then behind it, there's a, I think maybe a stadium or something. And it's got lights all on the inside and like casting this sort of yellow glow all around.
Okay. And how close to the... the computer, we're getting a computer here, right? That's the point.
Yeah, you're scavenging a computer that.
How close to the blip are we?
Like,
is it in this area?
No, but it's close. It's like just beyond this.
Okay, well, I keep walking through the town, and I radio to Mr. Skarian to not have like to not shoot anyone.
Yeah.
Unless they shoot at us first, and if they have like a building that looks like a chief would reside there or whatever, whoever would be in power would reside there, I walk towards that. But if not, we just keep going towards the signal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a group of them that are clustered around the entrance to the like the sort of Coliseum, the front entrance, and they start moving towards you as you get closer.
Everyone else, like everyone does?
No, just that group. They like seem to be like approaching you as you're walking towards them.
Okay. I just prepped the group like, let's not fire too many shots here if we don't have to, and we'll just see how this goes. And so I like put my hand up and I'm just like, do you understand what I'm saying?
So the group approaches, and they these ones all have like weapons, and they have like better like armor, like obvious like sort of plate armor over top of their armor. And they're carrying, two of them have laser rifles. The other ones are holding just like assault rifles. And as they approach, they like open up the little like cordon that they've got made of people, and they open it. And inside there's like an older looking one of these. He's not wearing the like goggles. He's got like cloth wrapped around his eyes. And he's like long, like dirty, like white hair, and he's wearing robes instead of like the cold weather gear. And he puts his hand up, and like there's been like the people around, there's a big gathering, right? And the people around have been like whispering and talking. He puts his hand up, and they all fall silent. So you just hear the like howling of the wind. And he gestures forward for you to like come towards him.
I turn to the group. I'm just like, I'll be right back. You guys stay here in case there's some mines or something. I don't know what's going on. And I just walk forward.
Okay. All right. So you walk towards him, and when you get like fairly close, then the like honor guard guys like point their guns at you, like, "Whoa, hold on!" And like, you know, they're not threatening you, but they're like, they want you to like stay where you are and not get any closer to this guy.
Yeah, I stay there. I stop. I kind of put my hands up. I'm like, "Whoa, whoa! There's no need for this."
Okay. And he, the elder or whatever, takes a couple of steps towards you, and you notice he's not wearing shoes. And he takes a couple of steps towards you and says, in English, not great English, but he says, "Outsiders, why have you come to this place?"
So you speak English. Are you human?
He kind of like cocks his head at you. We are of the village. We saw you, and he like gestures to the sky. God struck you down, but you are alive.
No, no. Why? No, God didn't strike us down. God sent us.
And he kind of like,
oh God,
like tilts his head back, like, really? Prove
yes,
it.
We are sent to God. Sakarian, shoot your gun straight up into the air right now. This is God's wrath.
What are you going to do?
He absolutely does not shoot. Just he's standing behind him.
No, Sakarian, trust me on this. Shoot into the air. It's good. Trust me.
I calm him, and I'm like, look, they're wearing camo cloaks and have fairly, I mean, I wouldn't call it modern weaponry, but certainly mechanical. I don't think you're going to convince them that my gun is God.
I look to Eric, and I kind of give him that, like,
someone do something the God has commanded us to do right now. In the next seconds. Like,
you have some capabilities that might be perceived as godly.
Yeah. Come on, Luke. Levitate C-3PO and spin him around, man.
Can I tell which of us these people are the most impressed by?
I mean, not at a glance. You're all outsiders, so they're just like all kind of like, well, these people are weird. Look at their weird pink skin and stuff.
Yeah, okay. I lift Higgs into the air.
1,000 okay. feet.
Yeah. Just fire him into space.
I guess I start to fly.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
My people call me. So you start to like lift off the ground. Higgs,
I'm just like, oh, fuck. God, you're testing me. I'm just standing there.
They all start to like whisper to each other again, and they're like, "Wow, what's happening?" And like looking at you, like lifting off the ground. Higgs, make a charisma check for me.
Can I get a bonus for flying into the air?
That's what's allowing you to make the check. Yeah.
Okay. Charisma's. Is it a persuade or a charisma check?
Persuade if you have it. Yeah.
Okay.
I must go. My planet needs me.
Oh, that's an 11.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, all right. So he like watches you, sort of. He can see through the thing, but he like looks up and like clasps his hands together and like falls to his knees and like puts his forehead on the ground.
Oh my God.
And they immediately all do the same. They all just like drop to their knees and they're just like being obsequious as you float above them.
Speaking louder now because I'm 10 feet above the ground looking down at them. I'm just like, my children, please stand up. I'm like, God, please set me down as I turn to Eric.
God, please set me down. Okay, God, that's enough. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric gently sets Higgs down.
Okay.
And I just kind of stand there with my arms crossed looking impressive in front of the robed man.
Okay. He deigns to like look up from the pavement at you, and he says, like, "Greetings, stranger, who is sent by the sky gods. I am the High Communicator," and he like touches your boots. "Please let me take you to the Oracle."
By all means, please take me to this Oracle. These are my friend, my priest. To the rest of the group, please come. Please, we're going to meet the Oracle.
Hi.
And I just kind of like do like a, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Then we go.
I'm Eric.
Okay, so they're less scared of you now, and so they've the group has like the cluster, like there's hundreds of people. They're like coming in close to you and like touching you, and like Mr. Sakarian, they're like getting their grubby mutant hands all over your armor. But yeah.
We so went to the
like
Oracle.
Beside himself, he's just like, "What the fuck are we doing?"
Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's a good time for a break as we head off with the group towards the Oracle.
Perfect. Okay. I love how in almost every role play show that I have been a part of, I have founded a religion of some sort with the character.
You didn't found a religion. You're just But yeah.
Took advantage.
Whatever that. I don't know what that says about me as a person, but it probably says something. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Let's take a final break here. In this week's Swan Song, we'll come back and go into the final hour right after this. We'll see you guys in just a bit. Sec, bit, a sit. We'll see you soon. Be right back.